Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the Zia Comics Broadcasting Lair in beautiful downtown Las Cruces. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before I get into this comic book review, one favor, just one. Subscribe, man. It don't cost you nothing. It helps us out a lot. Pandering over. Looky, looky. Comic bookie. Look at that. As Defenders. Defenders number one. They are bringing back, they're putting the band back together. It's very, this one, very Stephen Strange, Doc Strange heavy. He is, I guess, meditating in his sanctum sanctorum. And he gets an unwelcome visitor, man. It's the Masked Raider. If you guys don't know the Masked Raider, there's probably a reason for that. They don't use that character a lot. Basically, it's anyone who has the Eternity Mask that they wear, which gives them pretty much mirrors the powers of whoever they're against. But the kicker is, if you're trying to do evil, if you have evil intent, the mask won't work. So, yeah, Eternity himself, you know, kind of lended some fabric for this occult group to make the Eternity Mask. And that's what they did. And there's been a few other people wear it. But, like I said, he kind of shows up and jacks with Stephen Strange there in his own place. Doc Strange tries a couple things, and the guy is able to beat him. So he kind of figures out, oh, if you can beat that quickly without training, then you're probably wearing the Eternity Mask. But he has some other stuff up his sleeve. You know, he is the Sorcerer Supreme, so he cast a black cantrip that basically nullified all the magic for a short period. I mean, you know, like 30, 40 seconds. But that was enough for Stephen Strange to use his martial arts brown belt. They even mentioned he had a brown belt to subdue the Masked Raider. So then he starts talking to, you know, he says, hey, let's sit down over some tea and talk. And he pulls out the magical tarot deck and he starts pulling cards out. And as he does, it's basically summoning people, you know. He pulled two cards, the reversed magician and... that's not a big deal, but he can feel there's something up with the magic. And he pulls another card, and boom, it summons Silver Surfer. The next card summons Red Harpy. If you guys don't know Red Harpy, that's Betty Banner. Way back, like in the 70s in the Hulk comic, MODOK hit her with a whole bunch of gamma rays, like even more than the Hulk, Bruce Banner had gotten hit with, and it turned into a creature called Harpy. Well, then they cured her from that. Betty Banner, man, she's been so many. And then she was the Red She-Hulk, and then some other stuff happened to her. And then she became the Red Harpy. That poor girl, she's just been run through the ringer. So it summons Red Harpy. And Stephen Strange is, you know, he's kind of talking to him. So he's like, yeah, you know, this is, looks like we're putting the Defenders back in action. He gets another one. He summons Cloud, and which was brought to sentience by the Cosmic Cube, if I can remember correctly. But yeah, he gets some of the Defenders, you know, those members of the Defenders. And they kind of go back in time to the planet TAA. And if that sounds familiar, there's a reason. There's a dude who lives there. His name's Galen. You probably know him better as Galactus. Yeah. So they go back in time to planet Ta. And they see Galen. But Galen is not the same Galactus. I don't know if you can see that picture. He's not the same Galactus we know. This is kind of a different version. And... yeah, they're talking about, and the last thing you hear him say is Omnimax is here. And then it says, you know, next, Galactus' mom has got it going on. So we're going to see Omnimax. We're going to see They've already teased it. Defenders number two, we're going to see Galen's mama there on planet Ty. It's going to be kind of interesting because if you don't know the history of Galactus, you know, Galen, it was caught, what was he, sixth dimension? When his planet Ty was kind of going supernova, they tried to escape, but when the Big Bang thingy happened, it kind of killed all of them except for Galen, but he kind of merged with the sentience and was went to a gestation period of, I think they said millions or billions of years, for a long, long time. And when he awoke, he became the devourer, you know, the hunger. He has to feed the hunger. And the only thing that satisfies his hunger is planets. Or maybe a Snickers. Maybe a Snickers would work. I don't know. So, yeah, that's how it ends. You know, issue two. Defenders issue one, I'm going to say pick it up off the shelf. I wouldn't subscribe to it yet. It seems like most Defenders titles or Doc Strange titles, people just aren't getting into the Mystic stuff for some reason. But I'm giving this one a little help. That's why I'm saying pick it up off of the shelf because of this name right there. I don't know if you can read that far away. Al Ewing. He's the one who did the Immortal Hulk storyline. And that storyline has just been, it was killer, man. He brought the Hulk. Kind of changed him up a little bit. Really good story. So, Defenders 1, pick up off the shelf. Definitely want to pick up Defenders number 2 when it comes out just because of that first appearance of Omnimax. If you're a speculator, a key collector, that's likely going to be a key. So my review, Defenders number 1, pick it up off the shelf, cross your fingers, and hope that the story is good with number 2. If you like that review and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. Go ahead. It's free. Just click the little button. Don't cost you nothing, and it allows us to make more videos like this for you guys for free. And while you're at it, you can hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.